quickly things change, and we're going to talk about the weather, because as we speak, Minnesota, where I live, has gone from beautiful spring back into the depths of winter. So we're going to be talking to storm chaser Stephen Coy live from Missouri. Stephen has been monitoring this winter storm throughout the upper Midwest, and we're going to talk a little bit about storm chasing, and we're going to talk about winter storms and ice on the highway, and tell some stories in podcast 822, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, we all love our coffee. I certainly love mine. I can't get enough coffee. In fact, I drank way too much today, and it does affect your stomach if you drink too much coffee. If your coffee is causing problems for you, or if you want to try a breakthrough coffee that tastes great and makes people feel fantastic, listen up. We're going to talk about Organo. Now, Organo products have something in them called Ganoderma, which really has some really positive health benefits. Got together recently with my friend Lois Kofi and some Organo lovers, gonna share, and I have been sharing some of their stories about Organo and Ganoderma. Listen up, Lois Coffee's gonna tell you after the story how to get Organo so you can change your life by simply changing your coffee.
I could not stop thinking about the flavor, and I was like, this is amazing. It's so smooth. I was blown away by all the science that I've learned about Ganoderma. It basically has more nutrients than any other product, and you can put it into something that like basically people drink every day and sneak health into them basically, and then they start feeling better, and then they start responding better to life, and they start making better choices, they start being a better citizen, they start caring about the world. Oh, my favorite product is probably the protein shake.
I make it with half and half.
I put the king of coffee into it every day.
That's a joke.
I put the king of coffee into it every day, but
so
I
so you put coffee in there too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But what's really nice is you can just dump the powder into the shake and get a coffee flavor. The protein shake, literally, I used to take digest enzymes and probiotics, and the Ganoderma has an effect on the prebiotic fiber in your body, which actually helps you produce your own good bacteria. And I literally thought I'd be taking enzymes the rest of my life, and I literally have probably had the best functioning bowels I've ever had in my life.
So if you want to experience the amazing health through your daily coffee habit, please contact me. I'll give you 25% off your first order. Give me a call at 612-708-5480 or go to my website landing page, www.globalcoffeeteam.com, and submit your contact information, and I'll follow up with you and provide you with some excellent service.
Organo also has great opportunities for you to change your life by helping to grow Organo, to try Organo, or help expand Organo's reach with new accounts. Contact Lois Kofi at globalcoffeeteam.com. Change your coffee, change your life, or you can just call Lois at 612-708-5480. She loves talking about this stuff. 612-708-5480, Organo. Well, eventually the snow will melt, Stephen, and in the upper Midwest, summer is really accentuated by the greatest event in the entire upper Midwest all summer long. It's the air show at Oshkosh. If you're a pilot and you're heading over there, you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings. Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. They will be at the show. I'll tell you more about where they're going to be, but the bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcasts.com. I want to talk about the unexpected, apparently massive, you know, world-ending winter storm that is striking Minnesota as we speak, and North Dakota, South Dakota, well, mostly Minnesota right now. So are you monitoring that stuff?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's not normal you see this time of year, but it can happen. But at that magnitude, seeing places pick up a foot to 2 feet of snow, blizzard as well, it's crazy to see that.
So people who don't know, Stephen Coy is a storm chaser in Missouri. You're in literally the middle of nowhere. I know because I was there. And Stephen found it did turn out to be a tornado, did it not? That day that we were down there, and I had done all this quote unquote storm chasing all over Missouri and Kansas and saw nothing. And then, you know, we did an interview and we went back to your place and you found this tornado that literally came right through the backyard. It wasn't a real big tornado, but it was definitely a tornado. So, have you been watching this development, this snowstorm, this development this year?
Yeah, it's been pretty active winter-wise. I mean, one of the more active winters I've seen, because even down here in Missouri, we've seen places pick up 18 to 20 inches of snow with one storm, and usually we don't see that too often down here. And further north, we've seen in Minnesota right now, seeing the snow. And it's been active, not just the snow side, the cold side. We had that.
Yes.
Places in, was it January or February, that were
ridiculous.
50 degrees below zero.
Apocalyptic. People here were, and this, you know, I don't want to say that, I don't want to give you the nonsense about how Minnesotans are hardy and tough, and nobody likes winter. I mean, some people do, but nobody likes extended winter, and the sub-zero weather was really, you know, physically demanding. Here's another word that or term that is being used a lot that I don't think people fully understand it. Now, I'll tell you what my understanding is, and then you can this term bomb cyclone. And what I'm seeing on YouTube are people who, first of all, is it technically they think it's a hurricane that's basically turned into a snowstorm. And my understanding is that this is really has to do with you know, rapid pressure loss or going from high to low pressure rapidly. And it's not unusual. What is a bomb cyclone?
Well, yeah, those people that say it's basically a hurricane on land, it's not necessarily. It can look like a hurricane but on land, but it's not determined as that. A like bomb cyclone, well known as bomb genesis, usually is within like I think a 24-hour period. There's a certain amount of pressure drop, and when you reach that threshold in that 24 hours, that's when the cyclone, like the system we have now, is undergoing bomb genesis.
It starts to circulate.
Yeah, it starts to really ramp up and drop pressure and just goes crazy, like we've seen today out in the Dakotas and tomorrow in Minnesota.
So it's gonna get worse for us in Minnesota, is what you're saying. And this is late Wednesday night, and the wind is picking up out there. But so you say this is gonna continue through Thursday.
Yeah, it's gonna continue through Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're hearing all sorts of alarming language, like historic snowfalls, you know, historic. I almost wanted to take my mobile podcast command thing and go. I was almost going to go out 70 to someplace out west in the state and just hang out at a truck stop. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to stay home and make tacos and relax and just watch this unfold.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's normally, like I said earlier, you can see this every several years to like 10 to 15 years. But something like this, historic, is a word to use because 18 to 24 inches of snow. Yeah, you can get that in Minnesota, but you combine that with the blizzard conditions, it's going to create for a hazard day Thursday and Friday across
for
Minnesota.
Sure.
It already is across the Dakotas. It's historic for this time of year.
Yeah, we had one last year. I don't know if it was this bad, but we had one on the 15th of April last year, and this is causing people to, you know, what is this? Is this a weather cycle? Is it the magnetic pole, you know, creeping? Is it west or east towards Siberia? Is it the jet streams being whacked out? Is it the polar? What's going on? Is the world ending?
No, the world's not ending. I guess it's just all depends on the change in the patterns and stuff like that. Usually the jet stream is a big factor when you get with these winter storms, wherever it sets up, north, south, where that favorable area is. And usually it just depends on that. That's why the jet stream, that the weather pattern has been really active for this winter. That's why we've seen winter storms all the way from the Minnesota down to Missouri, down east, down in Texas. We've seen snow all the way down in, I think, the south.
Yes.
So it's been active.
This is the jet stream that's pulling down the colder air from the poles, right?
Basically, go ahead.
Well, no, that's, and what, I watch a lot of YouTube, so, you have to be careful, but my understanding from the crazy people on YouTube is that this has been, it's being generated by the movement of the magnetic poles that has broken up the jet stream, and that supposedly, again, you're the meteorologist, or you're studying to be a meteorologist. I don't remember. Where are you on that track, by the way, as long as we're just talking?
I guess I'm taking a break for now, but I'm not stopping worrying, stuff like that.
So. No, and you're a pretty good storm chaser. I know that. So you've been doing that for quite some time. So, and that's where we met, in the storm chasing realm.
Yep.
Have you ever chased winter storms?
Yes, I've chased winter storms a couple times. I mean, I haven't gone too far. Usually it's been on foot this past winter, but I've chased ice storms. I've chased blizzards, stuff like that. Not as much. I don't chase that as much as severe storms, but I do occasionally.
Because they don't have a great visual. I mean, I know you. The thing about a winter storm is it seems like it's everywhere. It's not like you can get a picture like you can get with a thunderstorm or a tornado.
Yeah, I mean, all thunderstorms and stuff like that are different. Like tornadoes are different, supercells are different. With winter storms, there's not much difference. I guess what makes it a little bit more exciting, if there's a blizzard aspect or thunder snow.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Are we going to get some thunder snow in this?
There is a possibility. So, I mean, given how the system sets up, I wouldn't be surprised if you hear some rumbles of thunder.
So this is really a big deal. I hesitated. First of all, I didn't. 2 days ago, when people were talking about this, I was like, I don't even care, because it's going to melt anyway. So I'm not even that worried about it. And I don't. Now I'm excited because we've got, 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground, and it's, the wind is kicking up, and so now we're back into that. I'm back into that winter mode. So. You don't feel that this is that unprecedented, the unusual, odd. There's nothing like, you can't point to any particular thing. This is just something that happens. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah, it's not like it's common, like the everyday snowstorm, you get like 5 to 10 inches. I mean, something like this can happen. I mean, it's more rare than, the common storm, but it's not unprecedented, but it's historic based on the blizzard type, the winds, the snow, the amount of snow, and the hazard conditions that come along with it.
So as this thing is rotating, it's pulling moisture up in this circular motion from the mid-south up into the northern part of the country. And we're getting clobbered, North Dakota and Minnesota primarily, right? Or South Dakota too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's taking that moisture, pulling that moisture north, and combine that with the colder air, it's creating for all that snow. And given how the strength of that system is, stuff like, it's a very strong system, so that, no wonder why it's pulling up so much moisture, pulling up a lot of things together to make this a big storm. Not only the snow aspect, the blizzard aspect, and can't forget, all this snow is eventually going to melt. And it's going to affect the Missouri River down
there. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So it doesn't help that situation either.
No, and that, they were already worried about, they always worry about flooding every spring. It's just, for me, it's just every year you hear these superlatives that are just kind of frustrating, because, again, people say, well, this never happened before. Well, it happened last year. We had a snowstorm. Although this is not – you're saying this is a whole different thing than what happened last year in the upper Midwest. I think it was on April 15th. There was one April 1st, and then we had another one on April 15th of last year.
I think this one is far, like, above those storms from last year, just on the aspect you're having everything – like I said before, just not the snow, it's everything, and the amount that's going to fall.
So in the second half of this podcast, I want to talk a little bit more specifically about the prediction, because you've shocked me. I didn't realize this was as bad as it is, so we'll do that. If you are in business for yourself, you know getting paid faster is really, really important. And the way to do that is to have a great payment processor. And I have found one. It is called ReliaFund, R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D. For more information, check out their website at ReliaFund.com. They just updated everything. Here's the deal. ReliaFund is a payment processor that's been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. Let me give you an example. So ReliaFund can integrate their stuff, their systems, with QuickBooks. And if you're using QuickBooks, they can help you send out an invoice with a Pay Now button on it, which will take them to a secure payment system so that they can process your payment and do it very quickly. So that's just one example. If you're developing a website for clients, or if you're developing back office stuff for clients, if you're a small business, medium business, even large businesses can do with a better, more customer-focused payment processor, and that is ReliaFund. Here's the deal. If you call them, you will speak to an actual human being, Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry. They're no long-term contracts. They're secure and, of course, technology-focused. 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040. You know, I have lunch with Kevin Hill every now and then, and he spends about an hour telling me about all these really cool technology things that they're doing, which are way above my level of understanding. So I know that they are super into this, and they're really super into delivering great service for their clients. Check them out online at ReliaFund.com. That's R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D, ReliaFund.com. Okay, so let's get specific about the prediction, because we've talked around it and up and down, and I know that you monitor this stuff. I can tell that you're actually in your little weather center in your house, so you've got everything right there.
Yeah.
So this is a bomb cyclone, and you've got another word for it, but you've explained that. And yeah, it's caused by this very high drop, fast drop in pressure from high to low. First of all, how bad is this one compared to the one that we had out west? I don't know, what was it, 2 months ago or a month ago, something like that?
This one is on par with that one, but the one that we had out like a couple months ago was just a bit stronger, because it dropped below, I think, 968 millibar, which is very rare to get that low pressure to drop that far with a system. This one, yeah, a little higher millibar pressure, but still a very strong system. I've seen Western Minnesota have predictions of 18 to 24 inches plus.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen anywhere that. I've seen down to the Twin Cities pick up maybe, I don't think it's that much as that, because I think you guys are just under a winter storm warning.
Yes.
Maybe 7 to 12 inches of snow.
Which is still a lot.
Still a lot of snow for this time of year. And I mean, it's widespread. It's not condensed. It's stretching from Denver, Colorado, the Dakotas, to Minnesota, Wisconsin, to even parts of Michigan are going to get on this, and further south with the fire threat in Texas and Oklahoma and even Missouri.
The fire threat, what's that?
Usually with something like this, based on the track, there's a lot of wind. And with the dry conditions out in Texas, Oklahoma Panhandles, Kansas, it creates for that fire threat, and there's been red flag warnings out that way. I mean, this kind of system is notorious for creating that fire threat for out there, and even here, because we were under a red flag warning earlier.
Yeah, you're in central Missouri, right?
Yes.
So I don't remember, what was the nearest large city there? Was it, I suppose it's St. Louis, but, or on the other, if you're closer to Kansas, though, yeah?
Kansas City.
That's right. Because I remember I went over to Kansas, and then I was going to try to hook up with those other storm chasers, and they were kind of jerky. And they, yeah. That's a private joke between us, because that was like, Everybody thinks the storm chasers are great guys, and you're the only great guy I met that was actually a storm chaser. That the rest of them were like, well, why do you want to talk to me? And it's like, you're a storm chaser. Of course that's why I want. I mean, come on. Anyway, have they named this yet?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with the names. I mean, they probably have named it by now.
I think that's ridiculous, to be quite honest. That's what makes it. Let me tell you something. Naming these friggin' storms is what makes people think there's a problem. Because the minute you name them, you know, and I know why they do. Like, I know why the meteorologists at the National Weather Service do it. And I met those guys. And I understand, you know, why they do it, because it's for them to you know, to be able to organize their predictions and stuff. But it freaks people out because they think it's – when you name a storm, you give it this personality, and it seems like then it has a consciousness. And we think it's like, oh, this is like Hurricane, I don't know, Andrew or something. So that bothers me. But so you're saying this is on a par with the whatever that storm, and I forgot the name already, that we had 2 months ago. This is why they named them, because there are so many of these. But it's not, and I guess this is another thing of saying it's not unprecedented. Why so late in the year? I guess that's an important question.
I guess it's just best on the weather pattern that has set up and how that low came in. And also, too, you can't forget El Nino, La Nina. I think we're in a weak El Nino that might have a factor in it.
Yes.
I haven't done much research lately on that.
But I don't know where we are in that, but I remember hearing at the beginning of the winter a bunch of different predictions about, well, what would be happening depending on what the oscillation is. So, you know, I think you're right. I think that we're in a I shouldn't say, because I don't know. So I'll have to I thought we were in a stronger El Nino.
Yeah.
And go ahead, sorry.
I think we're in El Nino for sure, but it's a little bit weaker at this time. I mean, it could get stronger as we go on through the year.
So that's part of what causes this type of situation in the Midwest this time of the year. You normally, I guess I would say normally, and whatever normal is, we would see this as rain. This would be rain.
Yeah, usually this would be, you wouldn't have this cold air this far south this time of year. You can get it. But given how the cold air is all the way down to like Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas, even, usually it's based on the weather pattern set up and how we're getting that system today.
Now, what's going on in your little neck of the woods right now where you are?
It's warm. I mean, we had the red flag warning today. We had very strong winds today. I think I recorded about 40 miles an hour today. And that system, the bomb cyclone's not going to affect us, or the
moving north of you.
Yeah, but we're getting the winds. I guess it's going to get colder, but it's not going to get like below freezing or anything. Probably back in the 50s, and we warm up again in the 70s. I think we reach 85 degrees today.
Oh man, that's great. We think that's great. 85, when is that going to happen? That's all we care about. The highest we got, we had something like 65. And, you know, Minnesotans, and I know this is true where you are too, but Minnesotans love talking about the weather. This is, you know, we will go on and on and on about the weather. And, of course, everyone is posting pictures where they have the picture an hour before, because this morning it was still spring, and now it's... Of course, it's still spring, but it doesn't look like spring out there. So, So we're getting this. I wish it was 85. So the thing that disturbed me that you said is this goes on Thursday and some part of Friday as well, which was a little surprising.
Yeah, because I had just read on like the National Weather Service stuff. I had to look. It's because it's been a little bit since I read the ways
report.
Reading, but yeah. They have the blizzard, the warnings and watches and stuff like that go through the day on Friday. So this is a duration event. That's why you're going to see a lot of this 18 to 24 inches across western Minnesota, up across northern Minnesota.
Yeah. And so now down here in the Twin Cities, and of course I have listeners all over the state, so obviously if you're in one of those areas, then you know what we're talking about. And it's particularly dangerous for the freeways that go all the way out to the interstate that goes all the way out to the west, and these are heavily trafficked interstates. you know, I kind of want to be. I'm not going now, but I would love to be at a truck stop because that's really fun because they just fill up. I don't even think I would bother with it now because every one of those truck stops is chock full of. At one point during that last one, somebody said Owatonna, the entire city of Owatonna, Minnesota, was a truck stop. They were just parked everywhere. They just went into town. They just drove into town because the truck stop was completely full. So you have hundreds of trucks that just get off the road because it's impossible. Well, they closed the highway, so you had to. So I don't know what the plan. I haven't looked to see what the plan is. And it doesn't matter for the podcast because by the time a lot of people hear this, the thing will be over. But they will close those highways, and they're very heavily trafficked between east and west. So.
Yeah, that's likely going to be an issue as we go on with the system. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if some of the major interstate areas, roads are closed. And unfortunately, people don't listen. Not a lot. Like, a lot of people do. But given my experience here in Missouri, some people don't heed those warnings. And unfortunately,
nobody heeds them. You're right. I learned my lesson. I got hit by a car after, you know, spinning out at one point, and I didn't need to be on the road. And this was just a little snowstorm in December, you know, several years ago. And when the weather's bad, I don't go anywhere. I mean, if I was going to go out to a truck stop, it would have been yesterday, you know, because there's no point in dry. There's just no point in risking it. But you're right. And it isn't limited to Missouri. The people don't listen to to warnings. Do you think that we have warning fatigue?
Yes, and I think we do. I mean, given how active it can get, I mean, people get, I guess, used to the idea of like a winter weather advising, winter storm warnings and stuff like that, but they don't, but it's constant. They think they know by now what to do, but still, I mean, some people don't. I mean, we've had major car pileups.
Oh, the pileups are amazing. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, especially when you watch video, the surveillance camera videos from the actual road. And the one that scares me the most is people go off the road, and you got to get off the road. Like, you got to get out of there because the next thing coming, the semi coming down the road that just can't stop is going to go right through your car. And that's the thing that's really scary about it.
Yeah, it is scary. I mean, we had, a winter storm a couple months ago here in Missouri that led to, I think, a 40-car pileup that unfortunately one fatality got reported from. And I watched a video that someone took and showed the individual that got killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were walking and cars were like a mess and stuff like that.
You're not going to unsee that, that's for sure.
It was bad. And I mean, I hate seeing that because this could have been prevented.
Right.
But people don't heed these warnings because they think that they can be out there. Oh, it's not going to affect me. I'm good at driving on the roads like this. But once you get on and you can't have any control, it's...
Right.
And it's all downhill from there.
And somebody told me a story this morning, actually. That they couldn't even tell at one point where they were on the road. They had to follow the tracks of the trucks and to actually get off because they couldn't even see. I forget where he was, but it was somewhere out west, but not that far from here. And he just had to keep going until he could see the exit because the trucks made the path, and he just followed the truck's path to get off the expressway or the interstate or whatever you're calling. Okay, so what are your final question? What are your pals at the National Weather Service doing right now? Do they call everybody in, or do they just have one guy sitting there doing all these? Because I know when I was there, I was actually surprised to see in that main room where they're working – You think there'd be 100 guys in there, and there are like 2 people in there. So now, right now, do they call everybody in for extra shifts, or what are they doing right now?
Well, for like NWS Minneapolis right now, I'll talk about Norman afterwards.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about the main National Weather Service, you know, thing in Norman. So I'm talking about those guys, but you go ahead.
Yeah, Minneapolis probably has multiple people working extra shifts and stuff like that, because this is a big storm.
Yeah.
We got to get the reports, got to get everything. It's not like a severe weather event. It's different, but still, you got to have everybody on hand just in case if it gets really bad, or you have to take shelter or stuff like that, because I've seen NWS offices have to take shelter because of storms like this, because power could go out.
This storm, even in the winter, really?
Yeah, power could go out, and I mean, you won't have the National Weather Service in Minneapolis. If that, I hope it doesn't happen. But given the blizzard conditions, it very well could happen, and another NWS office would have to take over. But we'll see on that. I mean, they're probably working hard up there in Minneapolis. So, but in Norman, I mean, they don't focus too much on the winter weather. They do issue like what we call mesoscale discussions for winter weather.
So that's shift work. So the guys that are on the shift, whatever the shift is, they issue those reports and then they move on to the next thing, because they're doing the whole country right now.
Yeah, they're doing. Like, NWS Norman focuses though on their area, but in the Storm Prediction Center issues those mesoscale discussions for snow. I guess highlighting certain areas that could see heavier snow. Ice, too. I've seen ice storm warnings with this system as well. They're probably going through that, but they're not focused heavily on the system itself. I mean, not only the winter weather, but we have a very good stretch of severe weather coming from starting from Texas down to the south. And on Saturday, there's probably going to be a big day across Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Now, are you gonna go out to do any of that?
I'm contemplating. I mean, the terrain down there is not the best, and I don't know. I'm still contemplating on it, but it looks like it's going to be quite the dangerous day if everything verifies.
You would prefer the large flat regions, Kansas, because you can get away from it.
Yeah, Kansas, Oklahoma. Yeah, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. My better chase terrain. I can actually see things and not have tree canopies over my head, and I can't
see. Well, that's what it is. It's not getting away from it, but you can see where to go to get there.
Yeah, and I don't want to get caught up and seeing all these trees and finally get a clearing and then the tornado's like right behind you or something.
Right, because you're looking for you're looking for that money shot for the picture. Which yeah, you I'm actually looking- got one once. It looks like you got another one, though, recently.
What was that one? I mean, of course, you've seen the Wynwood tornado pictures I've shared and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not looking like the video and stuff like that. I'm more of a photographer aspect, but I still do get video because I am part of a broker. But, I mean, I'd like to have good photos that come out of this because I don't want to have my photo full of trees and not anything else.
Right.
Have a good clear view of a tornado coming at me or supercell and stuff like that. That's why Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas are my chase states that any setup that what's good, I will go out for it.
I love Oklahoma. I got to tell you, I just love driving around Oklahoma. I think I love that state. It's just so completely different than almost anything in the whole country. Even because Texas, everybody knows about, but Oklahoma is like the forgotten. And Norman has a great barbecue place. I forgot the name of it, though. That is a great place.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It's Dan's or something like that. I don't know what the name is. I forgot, but it was really good. Where can everybody find your stuff?
What do you want, like all my media?
Yeah, let's do all your media.
You can follow Missouri Storm Chasers on Facebook. That's where my main page is. We're up to 93,000 about 600 people following.
Wow.
You can follow my personal page at Stephen Coy. I'll have a picture with me and a tornado, so it's pretty obvious. Twitter at MoChaser96. And Instagram at Stephen, I can't remember what it
I forgot what it, oh, you're saying underline.
Yeah, underline Coy.
Okay.
That's where you can follow my stuff. I post photography stuff. MSC is the one for Missouri. Basically, I just post everything about Missouri. But occasionally, I do post from out of state if it gets if it's really big news, wake up.
Yeah, well, we'll get you up here for a winter storm. How's your mom and dad? Everything good?
Oh, they're good. My mom says hi.
Oh, is she there? Well, tell her I said hello. Great. Thank you. It was short notice, but I figured we got to do one because this is the number one story. Everybody is talking about this here. They're all pissed off. They're just everyone is super depressed because they thought it was over. And we get hoodwinked every year in Minnesota. Every year in Minnesota we get hoodwinked because we think it's over and it comes back and with a vengeance every time. Thanks, Stephen.
Oh, it was a pleasure doing this.
Oh, same here. It's always good to talk. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on Spotify. Also, Google Play Music. Tune in, especially that works great with Alexa. Obviously, the Google device that is your little robot sitting on your kitchen counter that listens to everything you say. That one works with Google Play Music, but iTunes is still the granddaddy. If you have an iOS device, iTunes works great. You can subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcast at iTunes. You can also subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. You can also listen to the Bob Davis Podcasts by streaming it or by actually listening on the page by selecting the podcast, scrolling down and hitting the play button, okay? Those are all the details. Appreciate the likes and the shares and favoriting, but especially the shares on social media. And I do appreciate donations from Mobile Podcast Command, which will be heading out pretty soon. And we need cash for fuel. More about that going forward. Thanks for listening to Podcast 822, the Bob Davis Podcasts.
My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Yeah. Folks get brown in the sunshine.